nice to see.
Nigel will correct me when I move too fast and miss an item out, I'm sure.
Well, yeah, you can't miss items out.
No, I better not do. 26:18, apologies for absence. We've got one from John Acker because it's half term. I didn't know he was on half term. He's a bit old for that, isn't he? Anyway. He has got 9 grandchildren, so I suppose.
Nine.
Yeah, he's beat me by 1. I'm a bit upset about that. Trouble is, my children aren't going to have any more, so.
You've got 8.
All right, 26:19. To record the declarations of interest. Anyone put in declarations of interest?
No.
No, not me. 26:20, public session, but we have no members of the public here. 26:21, finance and strategy meeting of the 20th of February, which was only one page.
January,
20th of January.
I've got no problems with it.
No.
I'll second that.
Okay, well, yes, I'm proposing that we
accept that. Proposed and seconded. I didn't print the minutes of the second meeting off because we didn't post it, did we?
Don't even know if that's...
I just put underneath the first item, the chair confirmed the meeting was in quorum. In accordance with standing order 3V, no formal decisions, votes or approval of the minutes will take place.
Good. That sounds fine to me.
I don't even know if that's fine. If we need to approve them, or propose that we approve them.
I won't, because I won't get involved in that one, because I wasn't here.
Well,
so. Okay. Yeah. Well, I was here, yeah.
So it makes no difference. Yeah. Because it was in quorum, and no decision was made.
So who's approved?
Well, Nigel and myself.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, well, that's a bit important.
We're all in favour, we're not all in favour, because we've got one abstention. Right, so we'll move on to some of the meat now. 26:23, closure of all of the Barclays accounts. We may have discussed this in council before, but I guess it's got to come before the full council. And the transfer of funds to higher interest accounts with the balance going to Unity. So this is the crunch, isn't it, really? It's what do we do with all our funds?
How much is there, Bob?
Well, it'd be $500,000, won't it? We budgeted for a $500,000 balance at the end of March. I did send a little note round to everybody on the 4th of February with some suggestions.
We're splitting it between various
Various accounts, yeah. I was suggesting that the money... We're going to get the precept in on, the 4th of... April or something like that, aren't we? So that'll be £217,000. I still worry about having too much in Unity, but they've got a good rating, haven't they?
Yeah,
yes.
Double B,
BB. Yeah, that's pretty safe.
They don't make risky loans to any organisation, so they were formed by the trade union movement and the co-op originally.
Well, if they followed their principles, it should be ethical as well, shouldn't
they? Yes, indeed. Yeah.
Which is part of our...
Yeah.
Okay. But I'm still aware of having too much in there. So the suggestion that I came up with originally was that we move 68,000 of our balances into Unity, which will give us more than enough liquidity to get through the 6 months, more than enough, with the 217,000 from the precept as well.
Yeah.
But we've got to keep an eye on liquidity, haven't we?
Yeah.
And that's where cash flow might come in handy.
Yeah.
But so we put in the 217 precept straight into the current account.
Well, we can take it out again if we want to, but it does go into the current account.
Yeah, immediately. But of course, the prudent thing to do would be to move most of that to the instant savings account in Unity, then move it back to the current account as we need it.
Yeah.
It would do. It's a lot more fiddling and faddling around. But,
internal
transfers.
Yeah, internal transfers. But before, we used to move 50 grand from Barclays to Unity. We could probably do the similar thing every month from the savings account too.
Yeah.
Or every 2 weeks, 25. Yeah. Or
are you happy with that?
Yeah, yeah.
We do get some interest in the Unity.
Yeah, well, it's worthwhile because it's quite a lot of money.
Yeah, it is a lot of money.
Yeah.
So it'd be, something like £4,000. Well, about half of it, £2,000 a year if you did that, moved it in and out and across.
Well, I think Well, I think we should do that, provided you're happy to to just manage that cash flow situation.
Yeah.
That's 68,000 into Unity.
I think we put, yes, I think that helps our cash flow. I think that gives us our buffer.
Yeah.
So we can put 68,000, but it might not be that. We don't know what we're going to end up with exactly, but these are just round figures.
The 68,000 into the Unity savings, the instant savings.
Well, we could put it straight into instant savings.
I understand what you're saying. Yeah. I was happy with what you said around before, basically.
Yeah, it just gives us a buffer.
Yeah.
I think the Unity instant account, which has got a lot in it at the moment, could go down to 25. But then we'll top it up with what we take out of the precept balance. So the second thing to do is the precept will go into Unity straight away, hopefully.
Yeah.
Then we move it, or a chunk of it, we move it into the instant savings account.
Yeah.
So what's the second one? So I've got 68,000 into Unity.
Yeah, from Barclays. And then the preset will go into Unity, but we'll move it straight into their instant savings account, instant access savings account.
And then we'll move it into the
instant savings account.
Instant savings account, thank you.
Which leaves us with Redwood, which has got 100k in it. Just leave that where it is, I guess. That's a 35-day access account. And then we talked about Hampshire Trust Bank.
Yeah.
You happy with Hampshire Trust Bank?
Yeah, I mean, I've done some research. Lots of councils use Hampshire Trust Bank.
And they've got a 95-day access account still?
Yeah, yeah.
Paying 3.9?
3.95 it was paying.
Probably dropped, yeah.
It's probably dropped a bit.
Well, that's a reasonable account, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I would suggest, well, I've got 170 now because it's a balancing figure, but 100k-ish. Into Hampshire Bank, do we think, at 3.95? So that's a 95-day access account. So we've got an instant access account, Unity. We've got a 35-day access account, which helps our liquidity, and we've got a 95-day access account. Does that make sense, does it?
It does, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then that should leave 200,000 or thereabouts to go into NS&I.
Into this growth bond.
And that growth bond, which can't be touched. But I think the likelihood of needing 200,000 when we've got a balance of 300,000 elsewhere is pretty remote.
Well, if we do need it, we will know in advance that we need it. We might need it tomorrow.
No.
It might be for a project that's in 18 months' time or something.
Yeah.
Whatever, so.
And that paying 4.07? No, I've got it down as 4.07.
Yeah.
What's it called? The NS&I growth one?
Yes.
Growth
bond.
Which gives us £8,000 interest.
That's good.
Yeah, that is good, isn't it?
Well, that's nothing, isn't it?
Because we had it in the campaign 1%, which we closed, didn't we?
Presumably that's fixed, isn't it, the NS&I?
That's a fixed rate, so.
Guaranteed growth bond, is that the one?
Yes. Yeah.
4.07 fixed for 1 year.
Yeah.
Which I think we should take advantage of.
Mm.
It's got an agenda item on here that actually isn't quite right. The council will have to approve this, won't it?
Yeah.
For council, I'm a bit wary of waiting another 3 weeks. Because if they drop the rate, we've missed out on it, haven't we?
When is the next?
2nd of March, isn't it? Is it 2nd of March or 12th of March?
4 weeks from.
Or is it 12th of March? 12th of March, actually.
12th, isn't it?
I think it is.
So I'm wondering whether we should call an EGM to approve this.
I'm happy to. I don't know about everyone else.
Well, we'd kick ourselves, wouldn't we, if in the next 4 weeks they reduce it.
We're talking about just the NS&I one, yeah.
Well, we may as well do the other one as well, might
Yeah,
we?
Well, the other ones are variable just, anyway, so it's going to
change
whatever change happens.
Anyway, whatever happens.
Yeah.
So for the minute, mates, it adds detailed your email.
Yes, So I think we probably need to call an EGM in the next 10 days or something, do you think?
John's on half term, so I mean we'd be quarter, obviously, but I know there was John was he rang me over the weekend and or end of last week, and there was something that he wanted to put on the March agenda, which is the letter that he wants to write.
Yeah,
it's reflected now.
Yeah, that's something different, though, isn't it?
Yeah. It is.
But
yeah.
That's not, this is just an EGM specifically to confirm the investment.
Yeah, I think we should. I think we should do it just to be sure. So, are you happy to call in?
I'm happy. Well, if you want to, when you say the next 10 days, why don't you just advise today of an EGM?
Yeah, I'm happy to do that. Yeah, but we've got to give a notice, haven't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, but and then you've just got to give the 3 clear days.
Yeah. So what? In
other words, you could have it.
What's the calendar looking like for you?
Not
Friday or Monday.
I can't do Friday.
I can't do Wednesday night. But Thursday afternoon, or I've got Estuary Vision coming
it's
in.
It's got to be next week, hasn't
next
it?
Week.
Probably
next week,
hasn't it?
Next week we've got Assets Wednesday morning.
It'll only be a quick meeting, Kirsty. Yeah. It won't be. You're only going to put this on the agenda, aren't you? We're not going to put anything else on except this.
So
I don't see any point, unless there's anything really
after.
Urgent comes up.
Is it easy to do it straight after?
Yes.
Shall we do it straight after?
Yeah. You've got Assets at 10:30.
It'd be an hour and a half, would it, Assets? Or is it just...
I don't think so. It's only to go through unless anything else has come up. It's the tree survey.
And that's it.
So I don't think it's going to be an hour and a half, if I'm honest.
Okay. Do you think we'll have the 3 quotes in for... Oh, it's got to go to full council anyway, the 3 quotes.
This is just to prioritise the work.
Yeah, no, I think you should do it, yeah.
I don't think it's going to take an hour and a half.
So shall we say...
Just allow an hour for the assets
meeting.
So
11:30 for the EGM?
Yeah.
That's 3 quotes for...
Not for the trees. I was thinking of the play park.
Yeah.
But
that's
got
to go to full council anyway, Bob, because the value on that.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So an EGM at 11:30 on that.
That's absolutely fine.
Yeah. At that time, can a decision be made on the 2 signatures and the form actually?
Oh yes.
Completed, and then we can
get
it sent off.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's an I signatures. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who volunteered? I volunteered, and
I'm happy to be.
But it doesn't have to be. Anyone else could do it.
I'll fill the rest in then, and then it will just need
signatures
to be.
It could be anybody. It's not a problem, is it?
No.
It says no other questions on there.
Well, no, you're right.
Just the details of the.
But it is a cheque, isn't it?
But we have got a chequebook
from Barclays. So we've got to put money in Barclays.
Transfer.
We'll transfer what's in the savings accounts into Barclays.
Yeah, I mean, in the current account we've got currently
$100K?
About 100,000 anyway. Yeah.
So we move one of the savings accounts into the current account.
Yeah.
And then we got a cheque to 100,000, haven't we?
Yeah.
It's so archaic, isn't it, a cheque?
Yeah.
You can't get over it.
Yeah.
But we have to have a nominated bank account anyway, don't we, in order for them to repay the money to us?
Yeah.
So why don't they just use
that? Why are you still having to fill out? You know, write to them to ask them for a form, and it takes a week to get it, and it's
odd, isn't it?
Yeah.
As an individual, you can apply online, though, can't you?
Can you? It's just if you're
an
organisation.
Well, I believe you can.
Okay, but there's no other questions. Something else we need to worry about?
No, I mean, do we need to agree to close the 2 savings accounts, the Barclays, and to leave the Barclays until we still getting gate fees and licence fees paid in, even though they've been asked not to.
Yeah.
But I think we could close the other two, couldn't we?
Yeah. Well, if we get interest on those, but we're going to close one anyway because we're going to transfer it into the current account, aren't we? So the 100,000 one can close, can't it?
Yeah.
And then the rest and the second account we can do end of March, can't we?
So Wednesday the 25th you're talking about.
Yeah, that's the 25th. Wasn't it 25th, was it?
Well,
so straight
that.
After.
Yeah, I've just checked on the
page.
Yeah, 25th.
Yeah.
We landed on.
What for the
assets?
So the EGM will just simply
it's already on the calendar then.
The to agree the opening of.
We kind of agreed
NSI
that.
No, I'm sure it is.
4.07 to fix bond requirements.
Yeah, I got that.
After,
but yeah, that's fine.
Not formally agreed, but
no,
we,
it's all my calendar.
We landed,
And the Hampshire Trust Bank.
Yes, do we need to do that as well, don't we, at the same time, or can we just agree that?
Well, it's a variable, so it's not necessarily.
It's
we
not
can right. do it at the same time. We can,
yeah. Okay. So there'll be a second item to open a 95-day savings account at Hampshire Trust Bank.
Yeah.
So you can do that online, can't we? That's a quick
job,
isn't it?
That's easier.
And presumably, we only need to put £100 in to open it or something.
Yeah, we'll double check.
Initially,
just to open it, and then
it's not a bond or anything, is it?
No, it's not a fixed term.
I don't know what the minimum balance is.
Somewhere £1,000 minimum.
The draft agenda, run it through Bob so that
he's
got it worded before
it
comes. In my direction, please.
Okay.
Yeah, I won't even try to work that one.
No.
Well, that should give us the liquidity that we need, shouldn't it?
Yes.
And it'll give us a good rate of interest on the bulk of the savings, which we shouldn't need to access.
Good.
Are we all happy with that?
I believe I am.
So for the minute notes, it's just what is detailed in your email.
Yeah.
Right. So do we need a proposal for that?
Is that your proposal, Bob?
Yes, it's my proposal.
Okay. Well, I'm quite happy to put my hand up and step it in.
Yeah.
Are we all in favour?
Yeah.
I think Jan Stobart will be happy with that, won't she? Hopefully.
Yes.
Now, debtors. Well, there's only two in there, really. MISA and tennis.
Yeah.
You've got, I was going to say, gate licence, you've still got.
Yeah,
allotments.
We where we are with those.
But they're all coming in, aren't they?
They're coming in. The first letter, second letter has been sent out with the gate licence. A lot of them, which ones was it? Gate licence or allotments? The gate licence, the first week, a lot of them were sent out the first week of December, and the second letter in February. With the allotments, a lot of them didn't get their first letter until 17th of January.
Yeah, because there was a bit of a.
But that might give you a little bit of the ones in white are the ones that you're just waiting on.
But we're chasing them.
Two of them have had, for the gate licence, have had a more formal letter, which is your second letter saying that action will be taken. And we did have an email back from Rebecca Strawn from saying that where we go from here, if we wanted to progress. She said, you're entitled to block when it comes to the gate licence, to block access.
Yeah.
So the person not paying, you have to do it on the land. Alternatively, you can make a money claim. The cost of the claim, £25, which said we can claim it back. Generally, claims all done on paper without having to attend any hearings. But hopefully,
they'll pay. I mean, the gate licence form that they agreement that they signed says we've got the right to block the access if they don't pay.
I think in practice we don't block it as such, we just don't cut the grass around it or whatever the case
might
be.
Well, it depends where it is, I suppose. But
I suppose so.
Yeah.
How many years haven't those two paid? Is it just the current year or is it previous years? Because to me, by just not cutting grass is not going to sort your problem out.
No.
So if you've got two that are persistent non-payers, then I'm sorry, this might sound a bit harsh, Bob, that we do need to take some more practical...
Yeah, we have done it before.
Because if it's a persistent that they've not...
Yeah.
Mm. Then we do need to up the end.
Because it's not fair on all those that do pay.
It's
So, yes, so that's Rebecca's recommendation. We'll just follow it.
Yeah. Do we know at what point we're going to do that from?
Well, we sent our second letter out, didn't we, saying that if they didn't pay by, I can't remember the date, it was sent on the 13th of the 1st.
So probably the end of February,
we dated it from.
Yeah, probably going 28 days or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's the same people who haven't paid before?
It's Mansell and Saunders.
Do you have to send them a letter before action?
Well, we've done two already.
Right, okay.
So we've gone through the process of sending them and then giving them notice, and the second letter said that we would then take action if they didn't pay.
Right, okay,
Well, we have to do it, don't we? So annoying for such a tiny amount of money.
Yeah.
But it is the principle of the thing. Mm.
Is there any way of finding out? I mean, if we had good record keeping, this isn't a flesh on you, Paula, this is history.
Yeah, well, I don't actually record that.
No,
I don't. Haley's
yeah.
got records.
Has she?
Yeah.
Yes,
can we find out?
I'm for sure I can find out, I just don't have it
okay,
to
all
right.
right
now to be able to tell you.
But find out if they've owned previous years.
Persistent debtors.
Because we've labelled the others.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Well, whether we can or whether we can't, I'm not sure, because whether we've gone through the process that we've just done,
yeah.
i.e. sending out reminder
probably
letters.
Not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's got to come a point where you start thinking about balding up.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, I don't think you should bald it up, actually. I think you could probably just put a
post or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On our land.
Yeah.
But then that's...
But let's hope it doesn't come to that.
No, because that... It will cost more than we get back, but as you say, it is the principle.
It's not fair on other people, is it? Okay.
So we've got some allotments and some gate licences, which are being pursued.
Yes, the big one is the parking, isn't it?
Sorry, Bob, on the allotments, what is the agreement with Mialgia? Should they be chasing the...
Ultimately.
Well, it's initially us, and then ultimately it's them.
Right, so have we gone as far as that yet? Have we made them
no,
aware?
No, because the first letter only went out for most people on the 17th of January.
I'll be amazed if they don't pay.
Yeah.
Right, okay. And is there any persistent debtors on the allotments
no.
as well?
I'm aware of.
Everybody's paid previously.
Yeah. It's not as many, yeah.
I think last year they all paid, didn't they?
Yeah, because otherwise the allotments...
Really, yeah.
An association reclaim the plot.
That's
and
what,
let it
yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Cause I know
so it never happens.
When I spoke
persistent.
To Carol last year, there was a bit of a problem with two.
Mm. But I don't know what happened to those in the end.
No,
but, it would have been sorted out either by them paying or it being passed on to someone else.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it got sorted. But yes, yeah, so we'll try first.
Yeah, I'm interested. Who's the new church is really on top of it all? In terms of she's now got everybody's addresses and emails.
Yeah, good.
So,
yeah. I'll be surprised if they don't pay. There must be a reason why they haven't paid. Well, so the big one is Colchester.
Are they actually late in paying or just...
Well, they're always a bit late.
Okay, so where's expected?
Yeah. So we need to ask Christine Belgrove, Lou, for the report for quarter three. And the payment, please. There won't be any problem with her doing it. Just need to give a prompt.
Yeah.
Because we had the figures for the first 2 months of quarter three, and they were high, weren't they?
Yeah.
So I don't understand why they were high, but we won't argue with it. So yes, so that would be about £10,000, I think, so that would be useful. I did a little bit of work on tennis. It's an interesting conversation we had, I thought, with Harriet and Lewis. This clarified my mind, this old lease still being, really.
I don't think that you can go back to the old lease.
Oh, no, but hang on. But what the solicitors is saying, that because it was a protected lease, that we're still bound by those terms unless the other party agree to sign a new lease.
What about the fact, as you've raised before, that the old lease was in a different name?
That doesn't.
Is it irrelevant?
No. Because basically the tennis club then incorporated and became a limited company, so it was basically a signing. All its assets to the company, so it does continue. That's what their legal view
position.
Was. But that's neither here nor there, really. Yeah. It's we want to sign a new lease.
We want a new lease.
Yeah.
But just as a fallback, I did some work on what it would mean if they don't pay. Or they don't agree to the new lease, I should say.
Right, you're picking terms for
what it means for them. It's the old lease was definitely in our favour.
It was, yeah. Or is.
It is, definitely is. I mean, it says the setting of the rent at his absolute discretion of the council, provided 3 months' notice is given.
Yeah.
Which is in clause 4. The new rent, I think, should be £5,400. Fixed for 3 years from the 1st of July 2026. They're not going to want to do this.
No.
But that's what it would be. Area covered by the lease in accordance with the lease date of the 2nd of December 2001. Courts in pink and clubhouse in blue. As the current clubhouse occupies a similar footprint to the original building, the council accepts this relates to the area marked in blue. All other buildings are in breach of the lease, as they are on land not leased to the tennis club. Indeed. They would need to be removed. Clause 5 restricts the use of the land in pink for use of tennis only. It means he can't play croquet on it.
Yeah.
Clause 6.2, the council to be responsible for the routine maintenance of 3 hard courts. The council agrees to maintain the similar standard of the current condition of the courts. They spend £2,500 apparently on those courts. So I've just added that in to the 5.4. Fencing to the surrounding of the courts to be the responsibility of the council, which is what it says.
But that's no big deal, is it, really, Bob? You know, there's only been one or two. There's only been one or two repairs to that.
Yeah.
I think in
we spent quite a lot of money on them, but I put 600 in for that.
Yeah.
Access to the courts. This is interesting. Clause 7, 5, and 6. Outside of the specified club's hours, the fee to hire the courts will be £15, I suggest, per hour. This payable in advance via a booking system at the council and will be applicable to club members and members of the public. They're
not
going to
do that, no.
But that's what the lease says. Anyway, if you take the rent as being £16.50... because inflation was 140%, 140.9% between January 2001 and the end of last year, 140%, makes it £1,626. Add on the yes, wasn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Just the figure we want this year.
Yeah.
Plus the inflation for the next 6 months.
Yeah.
Then £600 for the fencing, plus the £2,500 for the courts, maintenance of the courts. Then we want 100% increase for the next 3 years, not 2 years. And the contribution I suggest to our solicitors costs.
Yeah.
£5,400.
No, that's not really anything for the finance committee.
No, I'm just explaining.
No, but it's good to know when we sit down actually that.
Well, it is. Oh, sorry, all right, it is on there now, but it is our fallback position and we have a responsibility with leases on this committee.
Yeah.
So anyway, we hope we don't use that.
Okay.
But if we do, that's what I'm suggesting it might have to be.
Yes.
So hopefully we don't get to that point. MISA, well, where are we with MISA?
I've emailed, I've sent the letters in out to the...
The director of registered address.
I post. And an email.
Yeah.
And I sent the request to MITRE as well. I haven't heard anything back from anyone.
They're having a meeting
tonight, I think it is. 16th, yeah. So maybe I'll hear something back.
Okay.
My job. I sent an email today. Ask if it's going to be discussed.
And the consultant is going to the meeting. Mm-hmm.
Something for the assets meeting, we really have to get to grips with this building, haven't we? We have another set of drawings in which
we
will take with us.
Depending on the outcome
of this
meeting.
Yeah, Mark Hadley is going to join in the committee meeting as MISA.
Tonight.
Yes.
Yeah, so we can't do anything until there's some input.
He said the report will follow quickly after that.
Yeah. But it might mean that they amend the design slightly. depending on what Maya's so you can't do anything until
I'm amazed they haven't had he hasn't had any discussions with them all this time.
He's not been able to get
he's not had a reply to his
Then I emailed Spencer again and asked, you know, it'd be really useful if you could get in contact, and then he invited him to the meeting.
Yeah.
But it's taken
I make a suggestion, being that I have got a meeting tonight, is that perhaps you send an email reminding that, say, oh, we know you've got a meeting, can you remind your committee that the outstanding rent?
That's what I just said.
Yeah.
Send an email.
Sort of the other matter on this is we haven't, there is a MISA representative
that's
on this council that hasn't been invited, but I'm not even sure that MISA know who their representative is.
When we talked about it, they said that, I thought it would be better in this particular case when they were reviewing the plans if it was just Mark and Carrie
going
through them.
But the MISA the representatives from the council,
their meetings.
Their job is not to, is to listen and report back to the council, not to,
as a decision,
not to make any decisions or put any input into the meeting as such. But anyway, it's not going to happen anyway, is it? But generally speaking, that's what representatives are for, to attend the meetings of the organisations and report back. Anyway.
And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, MISA are duty bound to actually invite the representative.
I can't say.
No, I don't know.
I doubt it.
I doubt it too.
Because that'd be their constitution that would have to state that. We hope they would invite the representatives, but we can't force them, can we?
So perhaps on your agenda, the assets one, we do talk about the building and where we are with MISA and the building.
Can do. Kirsty will have an update on that.
We might even have the report by then.
Hopefully.
I mean, as far as their outstanding payments, we've still got sort of, they refuse to pay for the containers for the last few years. I don't know where we're going to go with that.
Well,
again, that's a legal matter, I suppose, isn't it, when we come down to it.
Well, for the moment, I'd like to have the $4,500 they owe in.
The actual rent.
But also the outstanding bill for clearing the drains from.
Yeah, they're never going to pay it, though, are they?
No, this all becomes part of the negotiations of the new building, really, isn't it?
It does.
The cost of rent or whatever they're going to have to be paying.
But for the moment, I'd be quite happy just to have the $4,500 in.
And that's due, is it?
Yeah. I mean, when you look at the running budget, it says we've got $4,500 in, but of course that was for last year, paid in April, because we had to chase that back, man, didn't we, to get that in?
That's due in July, is it? July the 31st or something?
I think it's January.
Was it January the 1st?
But it's certainly due for this year.
Yeah.
It was a hell of a fuss last year because Chris Wheeler got really upset because he was saying, well, but we've paid it already, because he paid it into MISA, who haven't paid it into us.
Yeah.
So the clubs have probably all paid and MISA just haven't sent the money on. So, yes, we need to remind them.
I have been regularly. Don't get a lot of response back.
So I think that's debtors. To review the current ordering system, 26-25, well, we had a good report on the ordering system, didn't we?
Yeah, it's working really well. We're raising orders for everything now. Obviously, as part of the year-end process, I will review any long-term outstanding orders that we haven't received invoices for. But generally, it's just, you know, as soon as I receive an invoice, I'll pay it. Anybody be in their terms.
But we don't want to do what we have this year. They end up paying invoices that were from 2 years ago.
No.
So we do need to make sure that everybody does send their invoices in, and we do pay them this financial year.
Yeah. I mean, that was
clean start.
Historic.
Yeah. I don't know where those invoices ever sent to, but yeah, I mean, everything's up to date as far as I'm concerned. Yeah.
Well, Jan seemed very pleased with it, didn't she?
Yeah, she did.
Which was
very
nice.
She was.
So I think we can pass over that one. Creditors, well, this is just a reminder that we do want to pay our creditors by the end of, try to get them through the books by the end of March. But I imagine we do that anyway, don't we?
Yeah.
So so we have a clean start on April, so we,
where possible.
Where possible.
Because there will be some things that have been ordered in this financial year and not completed.
No. But then they won't have been invoiced either, so they may not be invoiced anyway.
True, but they should fall back into the accounts for the previous year, not this year. Well, I know there's always a cross.
I know. I try to ignore that problem. If it is a problem, I don't know. It's not an accounting thing, isn't it, really?
Yeah, I mean, I do record it, the debtors and creditors, and reflect them in the accounts for year end.
Okay. I think item 26, we've actually talked about previously with this.
Yeah.
When we were trying to work out where we'd be at the end of the year, we weren't really quite sure, were we, where we were at the end of the year. But I think the system now of purchases is pretty clear. We should know where we are, shouldn't we?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, everything's on the system now, so there shouldn't be any surprises.
And if there are, we can't account for them, can we?
No.
Because we take a surprise as a surprise, isn't it?
Yeah. So I think we're doing as much as we can.
Okay. Okay. Fine. To approve the proposal from the Personnel Committee to fund the back payments of employees' contributions. Well, we all know this, don't we? Yeah.
Has this been approved at full council?
Well, I don't think it has. But it had to come through here first. I don't think it's come through here, has it?
I don't know, because
I remember
agreeing to it 3 or 4 times already,
yeah,
somewhere.
I thought we had spoke about this
personnel, didn't we? And
yeah.
Then from personnel, I was going to go back and ask if she was happy to pay
yes.
her contribution, which she is.
Yeah, which is where it ended up.
But
then.
How
yes.
did it end up?
That she was happy to pay her contribution.
So I think we now formally need to approve this
yes.
in this committee, and
yeah,
it goes to
fine.
Full council
no
to
problem.
Approve it, but in a closed session with full council, I'm assuming.
That can go on Wednesday's.
It can go on that AGM.
This is open here, so do we want to make this into a closed bit here? Otherwise, it's open here, which anyone can listen to.
True.
And,
So if
it's going to be a closed session on full council, it needs to
should
be here, otherwise
yeah.
it's pointless.
It should be here. Okay. So shall we deal with that at the end when we can
yeah.
turn
yes.
the machine off?
Yeah.
Okay. To review and note the internal auditor's report. Well, I imagine we've all read this.
Yes.
I was very pleased with this report, I have to say. I have got a few observations on it. Everybody got it to hand.
Where we've come in the last year.
Yeah, 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 absolutely. And we've had edging for a while, but it hasn't been used to its maximum until you arrived on the scene.
Yeah.
And I find edge to be pretty good.
Yeah, there are better systems in as much as it's very old-fashioned the way it's set up, and the newer systems are more spreadsheet-based.
Yeah.
So you can run reports a lot easier, you can produce graphs.
It would make your job a lot quicker using a different system. Yes,
yeah, some of it is very... To produce a report, sometimes it can take 10 minutes for the report.
See, originally, when we took the decision to use Edge a few years back, the others hadn't caught up with Edge.
No.
And now they've overtaken Edge.
Yeah.
But do we want to think about changing it?
I mean, it might be worth getting some quotes to just as a comparison to see... I mean, obviously it wouldn't be until the next financial
yeah.
year. That we would change, but it might be worth having a look at other options. Edge does what it needs to do, but it is very old-fashioned and very slow.
So Edge was written specifically for local authorities.
Yeah, it's
and the other ones were are the others specific to local authorities or general counties?
There's one called Scribe,
yes.
and I do a lot
I've
of training.
Yeah.
I run lots of training courses,
yeah,
so
I've seen
I often
the, yeah.
do
I've
those
because yeah, yeah.
they're all free. And their system does look very, very good. And then there's
yeah.
another one that...
Is it Rialto?
There are a few clerks who use Edge now. When you go to your parish
yeah.
town council, when you go to the meetings, I've been to the finance meetings, there are very few that are the only
So we're not the
council.
Only ones using Edge.
We're about the only one.
Yeah. I think, yeah, I've seen the Scribe website because they give advice as well, don't they? Not just.
No, they do.
Yeah.
So it might be worth us investigating the options and getting some quotes, and with a view to reviewing it for the next financial year.
Yes. Yeah.
Funnily enough, when we interviewed the others, which we did, Vanessa and I, when we asked them about the running budget, you know, the budget against the actual, they looked at me blank. They said, oh, we don't do that.
No.
Don't do that. It's a basic thing imaginable. And the Edge had a perfectly, perfectly good system for doing it.
Yeah.
So, but they seem to have caught up now
and
overtaken Edge.
Mm.
Okay. Well, shall we think about that for another time?
Well, yes, as you say, we would never change over until the start of the financial year.
No.
It should be 1 year from now.
It'll
so
be 1 year from now. But
something to investigate and think about, you know, next October or something.
Yeah. So nothing urgent about it, but if you like, just think about alternatives.
Yeah, definitely. But you'd expect with the system now that you could produce a report and export it into Excel.
Yeah.
That would be like a basic minimum, and you can't.
You can't do that.
No. And then if you then start having to manually input into an Excel spreadsheet, that isn't good finance practice because you can make errors.
But
did they say anything about that when you queried with them?
Well, yes. I mean, this cash flow report that I asked about today, which is in a really clunky format that goes on to further sheets that you can't read, like this one here. So that's the first page, and then it goes over to here. Oh, actually, that isn't the report. Anyway,
I'm on a page, you can read across.
You'd need a page that was that long, and the headings didn't follow, and you can't put that into an Excel spreadsheet. So that's your report. So if you then want to try and work out what your monthly expenditure is going to be, forecast it, you'd have to actually manually yourself put it into an Excel spreadsheet, which you shouldn't really do.
Yeah.
So it. That's where it lets itself down.
It's limited on extracting the data out.
Yes, yeah.
So is it worth, rather than us just saying, well, we'll look at it further in the year, is it worth your diary in it to put it on an agenda first?
Well, we can't do anything because we paid, didn't we, for the three?
We can't do anything for 2028 anyway.
No, what I'm saying is, if we're not going to do anything today, start looking at another system, then perhaps it should be diaried for later on in the year, to start looking, I think we've just said that basically, haven't we?
But would
that have
to be approved?
No,
not to investigate.
Right,
first.
Okay.
Just get indicative prices for other packages.
Yeah, but you might find that Edge decide they're going to change and get a bit more sort of with it.
Well, they might.
The accounting thing. 3B3III. We've already done this because we've rewritten our investment policy, which we'll come to shortly. And then there's 9. Oh,
tell people what the 3B3 is.
Yeah, that's talking about the investment policy, changing paragraph 7.1, but we've rewritten it anyway, so we don't need to worry about that. So that's all done.
Well, until we have to approve it.
Yeah. Well, I know, but it's yes, we're coming on to it, aren't we? Now, point 9 under 1B, bank reconciliations are checked and signed monthly by a counsellor. I'm not sure they are they?
They are.
They are? Who signs them?
Generally, who signs them usually?
Naturally. Is that a bank reconciliation?
Yeah.
It is, okay.
Although
it's not. No, it's not a bank reconciliation.
No.
It's a list of payments.
Yeah.
But she also signs the bank records as well. It's before I always give her a big wad that she goes through.
Yeah, she has
the
statement.
She does that. Oh, well,
although I don't notice it this time. But yes, generally, previously, she's been given the statements to reconcile.
But there was no payments this month?
No.
No, but that's not. The payments are something different.
Yeah.
I don't know if she was given the bank statements to reconcile.
Well, she wasn't at the meeting. So we're not doing it every month if Max says.
We do it because when you always ask me
every month,
I
print the sheets off for a counsellor to sign.
And actually, is signing them, is she?
Yeah.
She is signing.
But the only thing that she isn't doing is signing every single bank sheet or the bank statement, which is what is...
No, well, that's the next one.
That's what I'm saying. That's the bank reconciliation. That's what I... not just the payments.
No, no. Paul has said that she does print off the statements. That's correct, is it?
The statements and the front sheet is the bank reconciliation, so it shows what the starting balance was,
yeah,
what the end balance was, and
so
any
she can
outstanding
check each,
entries.
But she's not signing the
bank reconciliation. She's not signing the bank statements.
No,
at the
that's a second part.
So
she's not
so
doing.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. That's
okay,
she
that's
has
fine.
Them.
Yeah.
She's just not signing them.
Yeah.
Oh, the, well,
yeah.
No, she. Yeah, but just
no,
need.
She's had them though.
Yeah, she has them with the bank records.
Yeah, that's fine. So
okay.
She's
just she just
them.
Needs to sign them.
Yeah,
yeah, that's it. That's
needs to be given a pen.
Yeah.
And
or,
to sign each sheet.
Or we need to change our bank financial records.
Yeah, she didn't say we had to do it.
She
said that it just needs to tally up
our financial
records.
Says,
so if we
yeah.
don't want to do it, then we need to change the financial
well, that's
records.
That's what I was
going to
do, because I went through the financial records and I wondered, I was going
to
ask whether we can just delete it.
Well, I don't know. It all depends whether you think it's useful.
Well, no, I don't think it is useful. And I think it's a big responsibility.
I think the bank reconciliation sheet on the top is the important bit, because
yeah.
that shows the starting balance, end balance, and any outstanding items. There shouldn't be any outstanding items, because that means they're not been reconciled, so why are they on there? They're usually erroneous entries, which there were quite a few of. At one point, there aren't any now. So that's what Maxine is checking.
Yeah.
But then to sign every single bank statement. Sometimes there's pages of bank statements.
Yeah.
She was very clear, the auditor, that she didn't mind which way we did it, but they just had
yeah.
to align. So
yeah.
to either change the financial regulations.
We have to do what we say.
Yeah, do what we say.
Well, I made a note when I went through the financial regs, I made a note that could we just delete that sentence?
It doesn't have to be there, but it's up to the council if they feel
exactly.
it's important.
Well, it's another check, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I don't know
I'm in favour of it.
Yeah.
But
so then
it's a big. Well, it won't be checked, would it? It'll just be initial, and that puts a hell of a responsibility
yeah.
onto whoever's initialing it, because they won't
check it.
Some of
us pack's that big.
Mm. We've got a lot of accounts,
yeah.
and a lot of entries go through. But
and they're signing their life away, really.
Well, they're not. They're not signing their life away.
Well, they're initialing it, saying it's correct.
Yeah, but there's no. but they're not signing their life.
No, I
because there isn't. As you know, there's no sanction at all. So, but does that make it useless anyway? I don't know.
Well, probably.
If there was a sanction, they would be more diligent in the case.
Well, they would be. So I just wondered, it's on page 5 of the financial regulations, whether we can just take that sentence out. But, I mean, we aren't all in favour of it, so I don't know. It says the member shall sign and date the reconciliations and bank statements as evidence of this. So do we just...
Does it say that they have to sign and date every page of the bank statement then? In our finance regs?
Members shall sign and date the reconciliations and the bank statements as evidence of this.
It probably doesn't say every page.
It doesn't actually say every page.
But I think that's implied though, isn't it?
I think it's implied,
yeah. Because
we
have to do that on the...
That's what Jan thinks anyway.
Yeah, well I'd say so, otherwise you could just have pages and pages with no signature on. Which could have been inserted or...
So how important is it?
I just feel that it's another check and...
Well, it's no skill of mine, though, is it?
Yeah.
Maxine a while to do it.
Yeah. But can I just ask as well, on 2B...
report in the...
What, in the Jan's report, yeah?
Yeah. 8. It refers to it, which is agreed by council.
We're talking about 1B8.
I'm talking about 2B.
Oh,
2B8.
The RFO draws up a schedule of regular payees in accordance with Financial Reg 6.6, such as salaries, PAYE, national insurance, pensions contributions, rent rates, regular maintenance, contracts and similar items, which is agreed by council.
Yes.
But it doesn't go through the formally process of being agreed
at
council.
Oh,
it did.
We did it right at the beginning of the financial year.
Yeah.
It was agreed by
as a list of regular
apologies.
Payments.
Yeah,
we did.
Yeah, we did actually.
Yeah. And we do the same again in April.
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay. Well, you jumped to a little bit. So we're going to say that bank statements should be initialed. So that's something we need to do.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Assessment and recommendations. Revise the format of the investment strategy. Well, we've done that. Give you the next policy comment. Much better. I think we've done all that, haven't we? But that's all right. There were a couple of points on 2B that I think are for Kirsty, not finance. Publication scheme was last adopted 21, although the Freedom of Information policy was reviewed and adopted in the May 21. The publication scheme
hasn't been reviewed for a while.
No,
it needs amending. It doesn't include the costs. I've picked up on that as well. It needs updating. At present, it repeats the requirements that are set out in the FOI policy without actually setting a framework for location of free information and charges for other info.
I think that's not something for today because it's
a
finance issue. But I think Kirsty, you need to pick it up.
Yeah.
So that's 2B.
I would say, Bob, this has got to be discussed at full council. It's got to go on an agenda for full council.
I think it has.
And then worked out who's doing what.
It would be nice if we sort of got a bit ahead of it.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah.
We don't need to bring it to full council until the publication scheme's been revised.
So we need to do some work on it, don't we?
Yeah.
Or someone does.
Then it coming down to 9, IX, it would be useful if the finance item on the agenda clearly distinguish between payments yet to be made and needed by full council and payments reported.
Yeah.
So at the moment, Maxi just signs all the payments off.
Well, I think what this is where I produce the report for payments that have gone through and have been paid since the last meeting. So what she said that's fine, but it needs to be clear that they've already been paid. Because at the moment, she said she wasn't sure whether they were authorising the payments or whether they had already been paid and it was
Need to add something onto that.
So, in other words, what we spoke about to get something on the emails that come to us to release the payments where you list down, it's either been delegated powers or was agreed. That's all that needs to go on it.
So what I could do is just put those all into one big table of all the payments and how they were approved. And also whether the councillors would like to have access to all of the invoices on a shared area. She said you don't have to, she said
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
But I know there's no other councillors
that are going to look at
it. Who are even capable of looking at it.
Yeah, no.
Without a bit of training.
Yeah, because they can't get into the shared drive.
Well, they don't even know it exists.
Yeah.
No one, you can see the. Bob, do you?
No, I've never accessed it.
The OneDrive that's available to all the staff is available to all the councillors as well.
So
you just log on via the web.
As a suggestion, after one of the council meetings, how about you show all of the councillors how to get into it?
All you do is use your email login details, because that's your Microsoft account, and you can log into the OneDrive.
Okay,
but if it's in a shared area, every councillor can then look at it.
But just as a suggestion, it take what 10 minutes just to show everybody how to get into it.
Yeah.
Right answer.
Because it would be quite a lot of work to do that if the only person that's going to look at your slides or who sees them anyway.
Yes.
Well, the only ones interested are the ones around this table, and we'd see them all anyway. But having said that, they should all, in theory, have access to it.
I think all councillors should be able to, without having to ask for it, if you like.
Well, just after, on the next agenda, just add a note at the bottom of it after the meeting's closed, we can just show everybody how to do it.
Well, I mean, it's so simple that
I
don't mind showing them, but they probably don't know their passwords or anything anyway. So
they probably don't, actually.
Already loading it into Outlook and don't remember what it was.
Yeah, I did keep a note in mine because I got shut out of it once. And anyway, yes, so maybe. Are we going to do it or not going to do it then?
I would say yes. Again, it's a bit of transparency even towards the councillors, whether they look at it
they
or
have the
not.
Option.
Yeah, you've got the option to look at it.
Yes, I agree.
Okay.
Because we're not just talking about this is ongoing, and
yeah.
So you know, when we're maybe here or not here after 2027, it'll
yeah.
still be going on, and the next councillors can.
So we'll do that after the next meeting. We'll
Sorry,
just talk about this.
Can I also just ask, should I put all the invoices on there that are a regular payment as well? Because they wouldn't get to see the gas bills and electricity bills.
How much extra work?
It's going to be a load of work, and I don't know when I'm going to find time to do it, but I will.
Consider if there isn't the benefit out of it, and it's given hours of extra work.
If the council's...
No, I think the top level stuff, like the list of regular payments, will be on there, but not each gas bill or electricity bill or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, the other things, which must... You are already... They're already listed in the monthly payments that are put on the website,
yeah.
aren't they?
Yeah.
Just the overall, you know, so much to Fred's or whatever.
Yeah.
Style, design,
that's
whatever.
That's
it.
It's from me, that one as well.
I don't think Jane's making a big issue of this.
No,
but I think what I would say, I still think it'd be useful to have it in a shared area, but we leave it up to you what you put on there to start with, because if it's a lot of extra work, if it's going to stop you doing something else,
yeah.
it's not worth
no,
doing.
No,
it. But if it's possible to put things on there.
Is this something that it's a matter of scanning the invoices, isn't it? And then filing them into a folder. Now, to me, that is a very, very simple task.
Oh, no, they're already scanned anyway. Most emails are most
electronic.
So they're all there.
Yeah.
It's just that I would have to then go through and find all the ones that weren't a regular payment and then put them into the area.
Right.
It's just another fiddly job to do each month. But it's fine, I can do it.
If it was going to be beneficial for everybody, of course it's a bit. If it's only the same people here, and you know, or if we're going to do it, she suggested that I don't disagree with saying that we shouldn't do it. But again, it's a recommendation. She's not saying that we're not working within good practice.
Yeah, no, I'm just in favour of maximum transparency.
Yeah,
on, but,
like,
I'm
the
councillors, but
give Paula
but,
hours of work. That
yeah, no,
been,
but
yeah.
I don't want to give Paula extra work. That
this
stops
is why I know
and
where
so,
you know where I'm coming from. Is it something
that you wouldn't trust this finance?
I wouldn't need to. They're all on my area anyway.
Yeah.
It's just a question of going through them all individually and putting them in a shared area.
Going through.
But. Yeah, it's all there. It's all. It has to be.
Yeah, it's already
saved
there.
On the area
it's
anyway.
It to a,
it's just then
making it available
content.
To see.
Mm, yeah.
Which, I mean, I could put a copy of the bank statement.
Yeah,
I
just think you just do it. Don't just go in there and do it all at once now.
Yeah.
If you've got any time, move stuff. To that area so it could be seen on the.
Well, shall I start it from the 1st of April next year's?
Well, I think that's what I'd like, but I don't know if it's a.
It makes more
well,
sense if we're going to do it.
If it takes up too much of your time, then it's reviewed again.
Yeah,
yeah. Because it isn't something that.
But I don't think it needs to be all dumped on there immediately.
But going forward from the new financial year.
As much as possible without.
Yeah.
Detracted from the rest of the work, I suppose.
Are you happy for the bank? I don't know, probably the bank statement shouldn't go on there, should it? Or should it?
Well, I think it should do.
The
bank statements are on our website anyway,
yeah.
aren't they?
No.
But to me,
well,
the public should have a right to see what funds
no,
we've
no, this isn't for the public, this is for the council.
Yeah, yeah, but even so, when what Bobby's saying is, are they on our website?
No.
No, but to me.
No, not the bank. bank statements that they can come and see them at, you know, whenever the inspection date for the AGAR is.
I
but no, I don't think the bank statements themselves need to be on there, but the expenditure and income is on there. That's what's listed.
Yeah. Okay.
Which is not quite the same.
Not quite the same.
No, because they'll redact a lot of information from people's names.
Yes, indeed. Anyway, so...
So we'll re-look at it in April and see if it's... Okay.
Yeah, I'd say I don't think these will be all dumped on there on the first day. It just...
No.
If we go bit by bit, bank statements will be useful, because I don't see... We're talking about Barclays bank statements... Oh, Unity bank statements, aren't we?
Unity.
Can we see them online? We can, can't we?
We
on
we
Unity.
Can.
On Unity, yes.
We can.
We don't... Never seen a Barclays one myself.
Oh, no, nor have I.
No.
Well, you can have a look at them in a minute.
Yeah.
Well, no, what I mean is that they've
been not
useful.
Been present yet.
They've been
yeah.
useful on there. Barclays one, see if they were shared. But anyway, okay.
Okay, so let's quickly move on to the things that actually are
matter.
Finance. There's a few things in there Kirsty needs to pick up with a recommendation of the two here. Going on to three, where items require specific council approval and not really given, they do this have approved. So at the meeting, we want to say these were all approved payments, but we've been through this anyway, haven't we?
Yeah.
There's a comment about Edge. The Edge transaction number allocated to the system might be useful in addition to the source documents. Item 5, 3B5.
Mm-hmm.
But that's
3B.
That's a detail, isn't it?
3B5.
Do you need to do that?
Well, I mean, it ties it all together, doesn't it?
That is what we do.
Oh, yeah.
This is what we do. These are her recommendations are at
the bottom. Yeah.
So this is what we do.
Yeah.
Her only issue was payments for approval that we made it clear that they'd already been paid.
Yeah.
And put the information on a shared drive.
We already do that.
We already.
Yeah. Oh no, maybe not at full council meeting. Yes, okay.
Before the meeting started, Kirsty and I talked about item 7 here. So that's 3B7.
Oh, 3B7.
The assistant paid someone to do payments over £3,000, requiring 3 fixed quotes. Well, we seek to get 3 fixed quotes. Because Jan will find, I'm sure, some examples when she goes through it again at the end of the year, financial year, that we haven't got 3 quotes for all of them.
But is it in our financial regs, isn't it a must?
No, it says seek.
To seek 3 fixed price
quotes. 3 fixed price quotes.
Because in some instances we can't
get
3 quotes. So you have to accept, you know, consider 2 of them, otherwise you'd never get it done.
Yeah.
At all ever.
It would never happen, would it? So I think we just need to...
So I need to contact Jan.
Yeah.
See if she can amend
when
that.
She comes in next time, just... Because there were other points, weren't there? She mentions under 10 here on that same page about PCNs having VAT on them, or they don't have VAT on them, so that's not correct.
No, PCNs don't.
Assessment and recommendations here under C. I think we've been through this. But they're both poorer, I think.
Yeah, we've just spoken about this.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's okay.
I picked up on 4. Did you pick up on 4, Bob?
Which one? 4?
Risk.
I did.
I picked up B1, a master checklist at the front of the health and safety folder of all risk mitigation process stroke checks. Date last completed and review dates would be useful.
Well, that should be coming in, Janu, because she's just...
Yep.
Started one.
Can I just mention at this point as well, I've made a note, did anybody go through the health and safety document that Joanne's put together and see whether it aligns with our current staff handbook?
Well, no, she hasn't done.
We haven't been to the staff handbook, really, have we?
No, we have one. We do. We have we've got one in place. So what
I think
should
that
have
happened,
done?
I think that happened last year when we wrote the thing, didn't it?
But what I'm saying is the actual policy, you're introducing a new policy. Although
it's the same. So if it was, I don't know what you did last year because I wasn't here when...
It, certainly did not,
no.
You know, it, because I think previously...
I can ask her to look at both.
Yeah, I think the previous version, Kirsty, of the health and safety was July 23.
It was renewed when I first arrived, because that was
yeah.
the first thing I did in January 24.
Right, okay.
So it was renewed in January 24.
Right.
Because it went to the council. So I remember my name went on there, Petra, you need to change it to your name, and it went out to everybody, and it was renewed. So this is the...
So I don't think it's gone through the process of aligning it to make sure
it
does align.
Probably hasn't.
Probably not.
Probably
so I think someone
until
needs
we've
to
got
do
the,
that.
Until the handbook's agreed.
No,
yeah.
No. You have a handbook in place at the moment.
So you
there
want it aligned
one.
With the one you've got
that,
in place.
That was distributed. Karen distributed that to all staff. Because the elements of the health and safety, reviewing the current handbook, it's not going to change the health and safety part of that handbook. And you've got one in place. It's not as if the council hasn't got one.
So you
one.
Want Joanne to look at the policy
well, somebody
and
need,
the handbook
well,
to
some,
make sure that
they align. Because it could be in health and safety policy, it tells you to do one thing, and it could say in the staff handbook quite the reverse. So we need to make sure that it aligns.
Well, if we think the health and safety policy is the right one, then we need to adjust the handbook
Well, we'd put that back to WorkNest to make sure that we're doing the right thing.
Oh.
We'd hope that by what Joanne is suggesting, that is the right thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I'm on a really tight time today, I'm going to try to keep the finance if possible. But
yeah.
Yes, I did pick up on that. I have marked it here. The next one is two, just below that one. Financial risk assessment. This could be stronger on business continuity, risk and mitigation. I think we probably covered some of that in the revised policy.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Apart from, sorry, can I just, sorry to add, because I think it is under. Is it under this one? Oh, it is under two. The last part of the wording. The next test is June in 2026. The minutes also refer to timing of tree works, potentially inappropriate for red squirrel population. I was just wondering if, and I agree with the comments that she's put, there is a connection here with the council biodiversity policy. Perhaps where I've wrote recently suggesting that we do look at a policy, perhaps it's appropriate to amend our biodiversity policy to incorporate. I think she's right in saying what she's put.
Yeah, the biodiversity policy probably does need.
Yeah.
Well, certainly does need looking at.
Yeah.
We could review that, couldn't we?
But that's John's committee.
Yeah, that's John's
yeah.
on this one. Internal controls policy, I'm going to put that on the agenda for next time because it's a bit wishy-washy and she'd make some points here which I
which
agree
one's
with.
That?
The internal controls policy.
Is this the documents to not confer any additional internal control functions?
Yeah.
So
I think we need to look at that separately.
Spot checking, yeah.
We need to look at that separately.
Which paragraph number?
Right, that is eight.
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 Yeah. So we need to redraft that. That's on the policy for next time. Assessment and recommendations, strengthen some of the mitigation policies, which we've already covered that. Internal controls policy, we'll do it next time.
Mm-hmm.
Then she talks about, they've got some precept determination detail. So B4, the council does not have a 3 to 5 year plan. That's correct, it doesn't.
No.
However, she also goes on to say that we do have earmarked reserves, which goes towards it. Then she goes on to about the strategic aims document, didn't know we had one, and reserves policy are reviewed, considered, and part of the council strategy. Do we have a strategic aims document?
We do.
Do we?
We've got so many policies. I was looking at another one of my silver things, looking at the policies, and some of the other council websites were about nine.
Because this is the Finance and Strategy Committee, and I believe, some years back, strategic aims were defined, weren't they? And there was a spreadsheet or a table produced showing the council's strategic aims for the next few years, which hasn't been reviewed very much, very often, and is probably outdating some things.
That's a full council job anyway, isn't it? Reserves policy, I think, we cover better in the revised policy that we've got here. She talks about councillors receiving an actual versus budget report, but the minutes do not record a financial formal discussion at full council. Do we really want to discuss the...
No, we've never discussed it at full council because...
They all get a copy of it. Anyone
they get a copy of it and no one really, you know, not going to have any comment on it really because it is what it is.
Because it is what it is.
And it'll just take up another half hour of discussion if we did discuss it and get nowhere.
Surely the right place would be discussion.
Yeah, and it is on this agenda. So yeah.
Discussion here and
then make any recommendations to full council.
Coming down to income, which is item 7.4, car park charges are collected by NEP and paid to the council net of net fees. The net amount will need to be grossed up at the year end so that the net costs for services are shown as expenditure. I've no idea what she's talking about here. Do you know what she's talking about?
Yeah, she wasn't happy with the reports that we get from Essex because she's...
Colchester.
Where they have done repair work, there's a net adjustment on there for the repair work, but she said, is that net or gross? And I said, well, I'm assuming it is net because everything is net. And she said, well, you need to know that. And there's a few other things that she said they need to give you much more detail in their report. So when I write to them to see where our next instalment is, I will ask them if they could provide more clarification. She said we should receive a copy of the invoice.
She's picked up on the one item in the last 10 years has actually charged us something. They did a bit of
repair. Yeah, it's very unusual.
It's very unusual.
It's odd because we just receive 50% of the car park fees, don't we?
Yeah, but they charge us 50% of the repairs.
As well, but I mean, it's just it's a payment, so we're not involved in deciding on the contractor for the repairs or anything like that. So
no, it's a VAT.
It's just a figure that they pay us. So anyway, I understand that she's raised it, but I don't actually know that it's that valid.
Too much attention to it.
Bob, can I just take you back slightly as well to 6? Budget control.
Yeah.
Six. Detail B. 6. There are no ring fence reserves for grant funds at present. Should we be doing that?
No, we haven't got any.
We haven't got any grant. No. No, she's stating a fact.
Right, okay.
There are no ring fence reserves.
Yeah.
If we received a grant from wherever, we'd have to put it ring fence
in. We'd have to ring fence
in the accounts.
But we haven't got any grants.
But we haven't received any grants at the moment.
Right, okay.
We are going to use.
So what we're not doing is putting an amount by within our budget.
No.
In the event that we get grants in.
I don't think that's what she's saying.
No, I've
read it the wrong way. We haven't got any.
If we'd received a grant, like when we actually got a grant that went towards the boardwalk, that should have gone in.
Yes, I'll get
although it never did
because
after we paid for it and it's like just disappeared.
I'm thinking of this completely the wrong way.
In the future.
People come in and ask for grants, should we have a pot for
money?
That's
not what she means.
No, okay.
Grants
apologies.
From external bodies to us, particular projects.
Yep.
Going on to 10, the asset register. Item 6, the property damage cover looks sufficient to cover the assets. Well, we didn't talk about that. But the figures in the insurance column...
Oh, that's because when it was updated, when we had the reinstatement values, so when it goes to review at the council, then the figures for the reinstatement value will go in. I discussed this with her. So at the moment, on the asset register, which is just our document,
it
just needs the reinstatement values to just be...
So will you change that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's fine. She picks up the details, doesn't she?
She was very, very,
very
in
detailed,
depth, which is really good. She spent all day here till about 6 o'clock.
She's got a couple of things wrong, which I talked to Kirsty about, which she will have to correct. She says that we don't own changing faces, and we do, but that's a detail.
Mm-hmm.
So,
So the actual building.
Yeah, the actual building. So she may as well get the report absolutely right. And the investment policy, I did go through the investment policy, which I thought was very thorough, thank you.
Yeah.
Very thorough.
So this investment policy, the new one?
The new one, yeah.
So you wrote that, I guess, didn't you?
Paul wrote
that.
It's based on Malden, isn't it?
So you're based on this one?
It's based on Malden, but I added a bit as well about the fact that we're not covered under the...
Was 7.1, but we're not. That's policy's gone if we adopt this one.
Conversation.
So I thought this was pretty thorough. Just make a couple of odd comments here. You got any fun, did you?
Yes.
There was a couple of things I noticed, but I can't see them now.
On page 3, risk assessment 8.3, this is just me being faithful, reported to the finance committee or full council. It says of full council, so it's just a typo.
I've not noticed that one.
7.3, going back up, all long term investments are reported as assets.
7.3.
Sorry, I've gone back to 7.3 now. All long-term investments are reported as assets in the annual governance report. All long-term investments. We haven't got any, have we?
No, but if we did have, they would be reported in the AGAR under that, but we don't have any. But all long-term investments are reported under that section in the AGAR, but we don't have any. So you can either take it out because we don't have any, or it's actually just stating...
Well, I was just going to change the wording to all long-term investments would be reported.
Yeah, or will be, or whatever.
Will be, or would be.
Will
rather
be.
Than are, because are implies that they are.
Yes.
We have got some.
Yeah,
okay. So I just would change that to would be or something.
Yeah,
something
similar.
That's
a tiny detail. The last page, 11.1. Again, it's a typo. The council's investment strategy shall be reviewed annually by... It's B was small, lowercase.
Yeah, that's
right. By full council.
By full council, but should we put say it should be reviewed annually by the finance committee who make recommendation to full council?
We could say that.
That's just because that reflects what we actually do.
And be revised.
Shall be reviewed annually by the finance committee.
Finance committee.
Who will make recommendation to full. Okay, and revise necessary, if necessary. Who will make recommendation to full council?
Yeah, that would be the right procedure, wouldn't it?
Because that's what we do.
And being very picky again, I think full doesn't have a capital F, I think it has a small f.
Where's that? Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah, and it's in the 11.2 as well.
Malden may have put an F in there. Capital F.
Yeah, and under 12, council offices is a lowercase O, not a capital O. But are we happy with that investment policy? It seems pretty good to me.
It's very, so. I mean, it's not particularly that much different.
It's slightly, I suppose, for going out to lunch.
Not particularly different in intent.
Yeah, I'll see what Walder groups, yeah?
In the existing one.
About 10 minutes or so here. Okay, see you then. Bye. About half the family, not half.
So what was wrong with our original one then?
Well,
it didn't have any strategy. It was all policy.
It was called a policy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Although this one came into place.
It was
recommendation from the previous auditor.
I don't think she was saying there's anything wrong with it, other than.
And
other than the cover is not there for 500,000.
Is it worth putting this to the auditor just to have a look then? That's just the internal auditor.
No, she would be happy with this because what she said is that we talk about in practice what we would do, but we don't actually say what we're going to do.
So
the bit that she was most interested in was section 9, and obviously that a lot of that is still to be advised because obviously we the full council.
Although did we put something similar? I understand that we should have put in where we are actually going to hold the our money for the following year, you know, which institutions. And we seem to have not put that in, apart from the fact that we're using Unity and National Savings.
So this is much more complete.
I don't mind which one we have.
She wasn't complaining about the earlier one, other than it had a couple of incorrect statements like the 500. We aren't covered by the compensation.
Well, that's true. And it didn't specify where the money was going to be deposited.
Which brings me to, you've got Barclays Bank in here. We won't be using Barclays Bank in future, will we?
No. I mean, as I say, whatever we... is just where we're going
to... you're going to keep Barclays open.
Are we closing every one of our Barclays accounts?
Saying there's still incoming payments to the Barclays account? But
well, I don't think we've actually... because we've currently got three accounts, we're going to move the money out of one.
Yeah,
what are we going to do with the
savings accounts? But I mean, the current account...
will eventually close.
But that'd be kept open for a while, the Barclays.
Until the end of March, anyway, I would have thought. Because we've got to get this cheque business sorted.
Yeah, no. This is for 26, 27 anyway.
Yeah, 27, yeah. But so I think when it comes to it...
It doesn't matter.
We won't have Barclays on there when it comes to it.
But it doesn't matter if it is, because if we've then closed it in the meanwhile, it makes no difference.
But I do think when we come to, say, Hampshire, which we will have, I'll say 95-day account for that one. National Savings will be a bond, 12-month bond.
Yeah, growth bond,
And Barclays won't be there.
Working capital sums
will be held by Unity Trust current account, which is correct. So it's just small complete, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
So on that one, we've got to review it and then recommend to full council.
Yes. So we need a proposal for this revised policy, don't we?
And then it just needs to be tidied up with the...
As we've talked about.
With the, whatever, adopted.
Yeah.
In a minute, and that's those bits.
So I propose we...
get rid of this footer here, whatever that was.
Yeah, I saw that.
From the Ministry of Housing
Community. Yeah, under 3.4.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Well, it looks like there's a note.
Say where it's come from, isn't it?
Do we need that?
No, because I can't see where it refers to, in the body of the text.
It's line 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, yeah. Local government, third edition. I don't know if we need the footer or not.
So I'd like to propose that we do adopt or recommend to full council this investment policy slightly amended as discussed.
Yeah.
Do we have a seconder for that?
I will.
Are we all in favour of that? Yeah. Good. Lovely. That's a bit of one last thing, isn't there, on the agenda? Sorry to be rushing this. To review the running budget, well, everyone's looked at the running budget. We go through it quite carefully, don't we, to make sure it's accurate.
So the running budget indicates that we've...
It's where we are.
But we've underspent by... haven't we? By 159,000 or something like that.
Yes. Well,
compared with what we thought we had.
125,000 gets carried forward.
Yeah.
Which, of course, is brought forward items on the budget. And anything that we haven't spent that isn't carried forward just drops into reserves. But it also balances out where we've spent more on certain items.
Anyway, we didn't exceed our budget in this. In fact, we had forecast a deficit, but we managed to come out with a surplus.
Well, we didn't forecast it deficit, do we, exactly?
Well, we did.
Well, last year, towards the end of the year, it was...
No, we did it on the spreadsheet. It says it was going to be minus...
But that's the brought forward items. You're actually looking at it, aren't you?
Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Happy
with it.
It's more for the chairman to look through. Of the various committees to say, yes, we haven't done that, we haven't done this, why have we looked at that, and all this sort of thing. But I find it a good report, it's very useful.
No, it is. I agree. Just a comment.
So, Does that mean then next year I might get some more money for some bike humps?
Well, we put 12,000 in that on the bike humps. To review the financial regs, well, I would suggest we do that the next time round. But I don't see anything wrong with the financial regs.
No, I think
we have
fine.
Had a chance to get through ones.
But they're based on the model, NAC model that was published last year, because we went through them, didn't we, Bob? And
we did very carefully, didn't we?
And modified it to our purposes.
Yeah.
There may be one or two things that need to be tweaked.
Do you
no, not particularly. I don't think we've got a problem with it, but someone else may.
Well, Jan would have been through the financial regs, wouldn't she?
Oh, she had no comments upon them. No, in that case, I think they're
What's
fine.
What's it to do with payments and committees that we mentioned before, looking at the financial regs that were retired?
Well, the financial regulations give
assets.
Spending limits for
or
delegated
to
powers
to
spend. Do we want to change them? I think it works all right as it is.
Yeah, I would have thought so.
Because we've got 5,000... max on assets.
On
and other committees like planning don't have any spending powers.
Personnel
doesn't. Don't have any spending powers, only make recommendations.
Yeah. Finance don't have any spending powers.
It stays. Yeah, it's only assets that have delegated spending powers.
But
I think
what's the main point is when it was in allocated in a budget, if it wasn't in a budget, then you couldn't do anything.
I mean, it has to go,
that's
right, because you've agreed to budget at full council, so you're working to that budget. So I think it's right that if it's not within the budget, it's got to go back to full council to agree that expenditure and not on a committee.
Well, yes.
Because
that's the right way.
Absolutely.
What should happen is the budget amounts to be adjusted.
What's your spending power on delegated powers?
It's not that high. But it doesn't need to be.
What are other councils?
What, you mean the £1,000? In emergency, 500 on regular things, which works well, doesn't it?
I mean, if it wasn't a dire emergency and you had to do it, as they said in the finance meetings,
you
just
do
it anyway.
Well, you have to,
Because it allows you to say, what back, there isn't anything necessarily, if it's minuted and noted, the reasons why.
The only thought I had on the financial regs was the 25,000 that requires us to go into the whatever journal or whatever it is these days.
Yeah.
Is that too low in this day and age?
Is that involved
is that
the financial regs, or can
we
actually
change
that?
We can change
the
sum of money.
You can change it,
because
I know that with
some
town
money,
council we're going to change it
because
they thought it was too low.
Well, 25,000 is nothing, is it?
Mm.
Interacts with the law because it's fine, isn't it?
I can find out.
Other councils have, you can look at other councils' financial regs, see what they say.
I think Maldon was 60,000, wasn't it, or something like that?
Well, it was Witten.
It was Witten. You said they'd gone through solicitors and they were changing it to 60,000 because they'd had to put so many tenders together that they were going to go out to a closed source anyway. That I don't know.
We could change it, but. I don't think necessary, really.
It's useful to go out and to the wider market sometimes, because you just find people that you wouldn't normally find.
Yeah.
Well, we may want to consider it if we ever get to somewhere where we can start building a pavilion. Then you would want to.
Yeah, then you have to use a different platform, don't you? You have to use the find a tender rather than
cost. Well, it all depends whether you're going to give a contract. I'm not talking about giving a contract to someone to build the whole thing. I'm talking about parts of it, it might be a car park or something.
Well, we can change the financial exit at any time.
We can, by resolution,
By resolution, yeah.
It's not just only being reviewed.
I'm sorry, I'm going to have to go.
So, the final
item says to review and recommend to full council.
So, are we going to recommend to full council that the current ones
run on?
They do need to be changed, I think, because it does say 25, 26 within the body of the text somewhere. So, the dates needs to just be looked at to change the dates to the relevant
year. It's got March 2025 on it, I think.
Yeah. It's got dates on it of 25-26, so it needs to be changed to 26-27 where appropriate.
So, yeah, are you so proposing that?
Yes.
I'll second,
second it. All in favour? Yes.
Yeah.
So that needs to go on to the meeting for the whatever it is next.
Next week.
Well, it's
25th.
Cookie, yeah.
Is it next week?
If you want to get it done quickly, if you want to get it on for
well,
March. It's up to you.
If you're on the March one, can't it?
It's up to you.
Yeah, financial regs go on the March one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not an EGM item, is it?
No.
It's entirely up to you if you want to get all of your finance bits.
Oh, well, I think it's probably not changing anything, are we, really? Thank you, Paul, for all your hard
you very
work.
Much. Yes, thank you.
So nice to have everything to hand, isn't it? Under control. Wonderful.
It's
wonderful.
Actually nice to have the finances under control.
It is.
It wasn't before.
We were just showing you what we were doing, but proving it to outside people wasn't quite so.